FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
You know what I found myself doing last night, Ollie?
Don't tell everyone, it's gross what you do.
I tried to go to sleep. I was like on my way to sleep, but I read a news.com.au article about the two dudes on Shark Tank. Couldn't get to sleep because I had to go over to 10 Play and just watch the episode. And of course, it was the first story up. I was just got sucked into a shark tank.
You were clickbaited.
It was insane.
News.com are great at that, aren't they? They suck you in.
You just got sucked into the shark tank.
The thing this man does is insane. What's he done? Oh, fallen over in the street.
But Ollie, we've got Nikki on the phone on 133353. Nikki, you're amazed that my boyfriend didn't see a kettle because he was from the States, but you can confirm this.
So my brother lives over there and I went and visited last year. And I asked him about it, and it turns out that the voltage that's being outputted from their power points is a lot lower than ours. So it takes a lot longer for the kettle to boil.
No high voltage.
Exactly.
Rock and roll.
So he's actually got a kettle, and it literally took about 15 minutes for the kettle to boil.
Kettle in the USA.
You can't have high tea without high voltage, Tom. Am I right?
Oh, good stuff, mate. That's nice. Thank you very much, Nikki. That's insane. Can't believe it. Why Americans don't use electric kettles. Business Insider. I'll look it up.
Mushy tea or something like that. It's gross. You know when your tea gets all mushy?
Yeah.
I just hate gross. That. I would never.
It gets the skin on top.
Tom, let's dive right in here with this one.
Yeah.
Nurses... tell all. 133353, are you a nurse or a doctor? This time last year, we did this a similar topic, and we got some insane stories from nurses just telling us the kind of gross, messed up stuff that they see on the job.
Yeah, that humans have.
The things that humans, I mean, it could be gross, it could be...
A football in your bottom?
Oh, remember that?
That was insane.
That was part of Nurses Tell All.
Yeah, there was a football in someone's bottom.
Yes, a lady. And so doctors as well, we'll take either profession. But officially, Nurses Tell All, 133353.
You can remain anonymous.
Dish the goss. What's some of the stuff you see on the job?
Oh, yeah, nurses, tell us all. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. You got to fight for your right to party, Beastie Boys. But yeah, it was insane. They just didn't get the deal on Shark Tank. And so I was sucked in the whole way through. Just insane stuff. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine. Of course, Triple M's number one development show.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
They were like, we may not get a deal, but at least we'll get publicity through and I'll have a good story for my Tinder account. It's just so cocky.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've lost me a bit there. I'm not sure. Should I go and watch it?
Yeah, go watch the episode on
Template. Yeah, thanks. I'll do that instead rather than hearing you tell me. We're talking about, we're actually hoping to hear from nurses. Tell all. Nurses, tell us your worst. What do you see on the job? You know, I'm guessing nurses must see some effed up stuff.
We're connected to nurses, aren't we, Ollie? Your mum's a nurse. My sister's a nurse. We love nurses. Oh, but producer Belle's mum's a nurse.
Yeah, Nurse Jackie.
We love nurses.
Nurse Jackie is Belle's mum, which is nice.
It's weird that you know that.
TV show.
Why do you know her mum's name?
Well, because I know Belle. What the
just playing sound effects,
that is not an accurate
just
sound effect.
Just playing sound effects.
That is appropriate. Play this after what I say now. You gotta live. I'm going to say something now. I'm going to say something now and then play it, okay? Your sister Asher is a nurse.
No, it's...
Play it now. My mum is a nurse. She's hot.
Hey, Maxine.
Hi.
Sorry about all that.
Things just got really weird.
Things just got super weird in here, and I'm so glad that you're here, Maxine. Tell us all. You work in a nursing home?
Yeah, I worked in a nursing home, and this isn't really a blood and guts story, but it's got poo in it, so anyway.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
So I was, this guy just did a poo, and I was cleaning his bum, and then I'm wiping and wiping, and then I saw this poo hanging. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I got my hand in that, like, cupping position, I'm just trying to pull and, like, just trying to get this poo, and I'm thinking, why isn't it coming out?
Oh.
And then I realised it was his balls,
and
I felt really bad.
You thought his balls were poo?
Yeah, because they were covered in poo and I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Oh,
so I'm
Maxine.
Just pulling and
stop
pulling.
It. Stop it. Maxine, stop it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. You've broken the radio.
That, That, so, and then what did you do after that?
I realised what was happening and I stopped. And yeah. I apologize.
Well, because if you kept trying to clean the balls, you know, that actually could happen, which you wouldn't want.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
No. Yeah, so, I mean, that's probably the worst you've seen Maxine as a nurse.
No, it's not. But anyway, that was one of the memorable ones.
Yeah, that's graphic enough for 9:10.
Wow, this is insane.
That's very good, Maxine. Thank you very much for that.
Just tugging at them. Cuck-holding them, if you will.
Trying to get rid of them.
These just won't
budge. Like, because you'd be doing it with vigor. Because you'd be going, oh, why isn't this coming? This is weird.
Pinching it with paper, the toilet paper. All right, Maxine. Well, you lived it, and we just relived it. Thank you for sharing. Gary on 13353. Nurses tell all. But what's the story?
Gary, g'day.
G'day, Gary.
It's your name.
How are you? It's good to talk to you. What? The old boys from 104.9 Star FM.
Oh, thank you. That was our old job. Yeah.
From Albury. Are you from Albury, Gary?
I was, but I've moved to the big smoke.
Mate, you got out like us. Yeah. Get out. Escape.
I did. Yeah. I'm out. I'm out like you boys.
Well done.
And my wife's a midwife, she had a natural birth, and her patient had a natural birth, and all of a sudden, crisis goes. They can't find mum. They're still in the birth suite, and it's less than an hour after she's given birth and gone through that almighty ordeal. And all of a sudden, they look through the peephole in the toilet, and there she is with her partner, and they're doing the deed.
Oh, they're trying for number two.
They were fresh.
How soon? An hour after?
They're in the labour suite still, which they only stay there for about 45 minutes, an hour after birth.
Absolutely.
Already going
That's
at it.
Just horny. Horny. Oh,
but, horny. Gary, I don't know much about childbirth, but I know that it's pretty intense down there.
I know that it's fairly normal for women to bleed after birth for several months.
Yeah, things
can
split.
But so, enjoyment wise, it's just a chipolata in a hallway,
mate.
Kind of situation, isn't it?
Jesus.
Well, it's just been opened wide up.
So, I was pretty shocked at how keen they were.
Yeah, you just have to bring it back to men, don't you, Ollie? Just let the ladies have a go, okay?
But we were three men having a conversation. Do you understand that?
I understand it. I don't want to be in it, but I understand it.
I'm happy to rephrase it as, you know, as the woman, I could barely feel his tiny penis.
Brilliant. That's the way you put it. Oh, let's ramp things up with a bit of Better Man, Pearl Jam.
Woo!
13353. Nurses, tell all. Reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. The sicko things that humans do. 13353. Tom and Ollie, MMM. Mm. We're all trying to be it. A Better Man, a Pearl Jam, a Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. We have questions after 9 o'clock. They are naughty, so they require a content warning on 13353. Nurses, tell us all. Tell us all the dirty things that humans do.
Please reveal to us, nurses, and even doctors, medical professionals, the worst stuff you've seen, the grossest, the most shocking.
Yeah, jump on the phone, 13353. We'd love to hear from you. This is ego. It's not a dirty word, Skyhooks. G'day, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Ego is not a dirty word. Skyhooks, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And then Ollie on Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Oh, I thought you were interested.
No, don't care.
We'll talk cuckolding very soon.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
The rat burrow, though, very good invention.
I don't even know anything of what you said. Got no concept.
Just watch the episode. That's what I've been saying.
Okay, fine. I will. Nurses tell all. 13353. Medical professionals and people in the industry, share your stories. What was that highlight you got from before, Tom?
Well, this is what a nurse saw because Amelia had to go to the emergency room. So a nurse saw Amelia with this.
I had a baby football stuck inside my back door. Well, my partner at the time, he was a bit adventurous, saying like, oh, let's try something different.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And the next thing I know, he was lubing up a baby football and bam.
Wow, this is insane.
What does he say?
And they've got more questions on that one, but obviously she's not here.
She's not here.
That was a flashback.
We had a lot of questions at the time.
So many questions.
Jason.
Hey, down, boys.
Hey, what's up, bro?
not much, mate. Love the show, fellas, eh? Hey?
Nah, love you, mate. Good on you, mate. It's so good, Jason. Excellent. So good.
Yeah, I've only just started listening to you, actually, this week.
That's good. Tom needs that. He's been a bit down, so it's good. Tom needed that.
Shut up. All right, nice. Yeah. Jason, nurse, yeah, tell mate. All. What's your story?
My missus, she's a aged care nurse.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a married couple there, and they've been together ever since they were like 20, near 90 now.
Oh, wow.
And, they got separate rooms, and she's walked in there on them a few times, going for it,
hammer and tong at 90.
Yeah. Well, that's what she says, and I quite enjoy it because when she comes home over night time, she gets turned on by it, and I get woken up, get lucky.
Brilliant.
Is she really getting turned on by that visual?
I mean, no, just the thought of like a married couple who've been together for so long.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And still much in love and still like...
It's sentimental, isn't it? It's not arousing. But look, good luck to your wife and to you, Jason.
Yeah, no, it doesn't arouse her. Like, she doesn't get off on it. Just gets... Wow. You know what I mean? She just gets plucky and...
A bit frisky,
sweetie and all that mushy, you know, that...
Gooey. Bit. Yeah. And you benefit. Gooey. Good on you, Jason. Thanks, Jason. Pushing on. Rachel, I'm on 3353. What's your nurse's tell-all story?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I work in a psychiatric ward. Ooh, and we had this lady come in. and the usual routine is we pat them down and just check to make sure there's nothing dangerous on them. And we found a budgie, a dead one, shoved up the front area, her vagina, yeah.
Oh, you found it, like, it was completely covered up in
internal. It was half in, half out, and she's a regular now, and we now call her the bird lady.
Was the bird alive?
No, it was dead by the time we found it, so.
Yeah. How much air up there?
No, not down there, no. Yeah.
And could have drowned as well. You don't know.
Yeah, you never know. find quite a lot of odd things on patients when they come in.
Well, we thought a football was the weirdest one, but I think bird trumps it.
Budgie.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, that was a first for me. So.
First and only bird, hopefully, for you.
Mm. Yeah, first and only, hopefully. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm not going to go.
Tom, what have you found in a... Oh, no, actually, you wouldn't have even seen one.
Oh, how dare you.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M.
Nurses Tell All, Tom, is our question right now. Give us your best, give us your worst, whatever it is. 133353.
They're still coming through. I thought we were going to move on to cuckolding, but there's still so many nurses tell all stories.
I've just checked the socials on Facebook to see if there's anything here.
Yeah.
Nothing regarding the nurses tell all, but Monique has said, "I live without a DVD player, clothes dryer, and soul." That was answering
soul.
Soul. Yeah, soul. She's got no soul. That's answering the question, do you live without?
So she's stepping on just the base of her shoes.
No, S-O-U-L.
Mate, I'm so
like
sorry.
Soul Collective.
I'm so sorry.
She's got feet.
Oh, wordplay, hey? The English language, it can get you into so many troubles.
She's got feet, just no direction in life.
133353, Nurses Tell All. New music here, Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Yeah, bro, new music, Triple M. Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune. The boys out of Sydney. Pretty sure?
No, they're from America. Yep. Michigan, actually.
Yeah, no. we love music
who
here
thinking,
on
who
Triple
are you thinking
M.
Of, mate?
We love music. I was thinking of the Polish Club Boys.
Gang of Youths, probably. It's the only band you know and
God,
love.
God, I love Gang of Youths. And their pre-sale for their tour has sold out already. Yeah. It's just insane stuff.
Hey, Tom, pretty soon I'm going to give you a complete history of the word cuckolding, where it's come from, and what it means in today's society.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
But now we just can't get enough of this. Nurses, tell all. 133353. If you're a nurse, a doctor, someone in the medical industry, tell us everything.
Let's go straight to it.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
How you going, mate?
Good, Paul. What happened? Are you a nurse yourself?
Yeah. I've been a nurse. I should say I was a nurse for a very long time, for about 20-odd years.
Yeah.
God bless you. Look, I was at a drug and alcohol rehabilitation unit.
Yeah.
And a lady had come in, and she had had bags packed, etc. And as you've probably heard, that there, in terms of some patients, they need to be screened and frisked. We found within her luggage quite a half a dozen, or at least a half a dozen odd sex implements.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Just a full kit.
It wasn't just, toothpaste and toothbrush. She brought what she needed to keep her going. What was interesting is that there was a young fellow that was present in a school uniform, an older male, probably let's say, 17, 18, and ended up being quite affectionate to her. And we found out that, she was a school teacher at his school.
Wow. Full on.
Jesus.
That's insane stuff.
I was going to say, the full kit, Tom. I always call it Tom's Friday Night Foreplay. It's a half an hour. It was a full kit of toys for you, isn't it? I mean, Jess.
Hang on. Before we go to Jess, remember Michael, who gave us a call last year, who said that he was an Ambo, and he had to rescue someone. They took off the dude's pants because they needed to take his pants off to quickly resuscitate him or whatever.
Sure.
And this was written on his Johnson.
Love it, suck it, f*** it.
Ooh, remember that?
Love it, suck it, f*** it.
You do. One of our
tattooed
favorite.
Tattooed on his penis.
One of our favorite tattoos.
Oh.
Jess, what's your nurse's tell-all story?
Okay, so I had a patient present to the emergency department, and they had had a good old night with their partner and used a dildo, and unfortunately it got stuck in the rectum and it couldn't come out.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the end of it. It was still on and vibrating away.
Oh, no.
But just to put a smile on her face, I just told her to jump around a couple of times and maybe turn it off. And tried that, but it didn't work.
How do you reckon that was it he or she?
She.
How do you reckon she sat in the car on the way there?
Well, she came in with AV, so I think she was pretty embarrassed.
In an ambulance?
Yeah.
AV, yeah. Kind of lingo. Yeah. Yeah, love it, Jess.
Always get
a handle.
A dildo with the set of testicles attached to it. Can't go
past. That's your advice, is it?
Well, it can't go past unless you're a thirsty piggy and
pass some string to it.
Things are going full on.
Yeah, get some fishing line as well if you just need to tug it out.
Oh, up next, Ollie.
A cuckolding. If you're a cuckolder, you hopefully know what that is. But if you don't, I'll explain the history of it, which is fascinating. And we'll get to the bottom of who's cuckolding in 2018.
Don't say bottom. This is Small Town John Mellencamp here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Bottom.
Ooh, Small Town John Mellencamp.
Oh.
Would you like that one? Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
One.
Mate, get blokey, get into it.
No, Triple M. There's no John Mellencamps in a small town normally. They usually have to go to big cities.
So nice.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Should say it is Tom and Ollie, the number one development show here on Triple M, and we have questions.
If you want to see an accurate Belle, our producer, impersonation, head to Instagram, Tom and Ollie. She's just been swearing a lot, so we're just trying to rein in the swearing from Belle.
What a potty mouth. We should get a swear jar.
Look, you could say that this word's a swear word, cuckolding. It sounds like one. It's not actually not a swear word, but...
It's a Shakespearean term, isn't it, Ollie? Give us the history behind it.
It's from that era. Now, the question is, have you done it? Have you cuckolded? If you know what it is, you probably... if you've done it, you know what it is. But if you don't know what it is, I can explain it for you. It is from the 13th century. That's where originally the word cuckolding came from. And that was references to it in literature that usually refer to men who fear that their child has been sired by another man in an act of infidelity. Right?
Men
worrying that their wives have cheated on them, right?
Okay, yeah.
So back in the day, it comes from actually the bird, the cuckoo bird.
Oh, it does come from the cuckoo bird. One floor is over the cuckoo's nest.
See, a cuckoo, what it does is it's a bird that lays its eggs in other birds' nests.
It does too.
Forcing unsuspecting birds to raise its children. So it's all about that theme of cuckolding.
Is that why it's called One Floor of the Cuckoo's Nest? Because Jack Nicholson goes crazy.
Yeah.
Because he's in the mental asylum with the other mental, with know. The other,
maybe
the other
Tom,
patients.
Maybe Google that in your own time.
I will.
So that was where it came from. So in the early days, there was an obsession, just a cultural idea of women being horny, more horny than men, and that they were going to cheat on their husbands. And in fact, as you say, Tom, Shakespeare's play Much Ado About Nothing, which is actually about your sex life. Took that off. No, it was actually, there was a character in that Shakespeare play who doesn't want to get married because he's afraid that if he gets married, his wife will cheat on him or cuckold him. So today, though, cuckolding is a bit of a sexual fetish.
It's a bit of a kinky term, isn't it? Cuckolding. See one's partner being with somebody else.
Now, yeah, it's been fetishized. Is that how you say it? Fetishized?
Yeah.
Into a powerful sexual fantasy for some men who get aroused by the idea of their romantic partner engaging in sexual activity with someone else. And women also share this fantasy, but less so than men. And a study has found that 58% of men and about a third of women have had this cuckolding fantasy of their partner cheating on them or watching their partner get with someone else.
So here's the question. It might be a bit of a long shot, but do you get off on the idea of your partner getting with someone else?
Yeah.
Do you like this idea of the cuckold, the act of getting with someone else's partner? 133353.
Tom, it is also increasingly prevalent among gay men as well. A study of 580 gay men found that there are lots of similarities between the way gay and straight men think about this stuff. Do you see it often in the gay world?
See a lot of open relationships, but I don't think that's necessarily... I suppose that would be cuckolding if you're in an open relationship and you like to see your partner getting with someone. So yeah. I can see that.
Well, you probably just see more cuckolding.
Uh-huh.
Mambo Italiano, mambo.
133353, do you like cuckolding? Do you like seeing the other side? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Good segue.
Peppers. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, development show. You suck. Other side, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the number one development show on Triple M. Of course, it is a Wacky Wednesday. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, and it's a Wacky Wednesday for you and me, bro.
Wednesday's one of those days where just things get a bit silly, don't they? You know, you're getting through the week, you're getting it done.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
And it's been a huge show already, Tom. Just to recap, I mean, had Lawrence Mooney on and Malcolm Turnbull chatting about Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah.
Had Deep Thought of the Week. We obviously flicked and licked the new Foo Fighters song, The Line. So already a huge show.
Just
and
big.
Anyone wondering if we're, you know, lacking in content? We're not.
No.
And AJ on Facebook did suggest that we were lacking content. We're not. We've got heaps of it.
Heaps.
And that's what we're talking about, cuckolding.
Mm.
Cuckolding on 133353. Have you done it? It's where you find your partner having sex with somebody else attractive.
Yeah, you like the idea of your partner cheating on you. 133353.
I mean, to me, it sounds like when you walk in on your partner and she's cheating on you or he's cheating on you, and most people get really angry. But you could just sit down and enjoy it if you're into cuckolding. Don't you reckon?
It would be the easiest relationship in the world because you wouldn't be worried if they're off cheating. You'd be turned on by it.
Yeah. Hey, I've cheated on you. Oh, yes. Tell me again.
No. I want to leave you. Yes. Go more, go harder. I know. I really want to leave you. I hate you. God. Yes. That's amazing.
I want to get with all these other men. No, stop it. All right, Ross.
Sorry, was that you or?
Sorry?
Oh, you were still in the.
Yeah, I was doing the bit.
You were doing the bit.
I wasn't.
Okay, cool. Hey, Ross, how you doing?
Hello, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're there. Yeah, you just
Ross,
pick up the phone.
You're a big cuckolder, are you?
Yes, I am.
Bravo. So what do you like about it and what have you done?
I suppose it's just a bit of fun at the end of the day. We've been doing it now for probably about 2 or 3 years, so it's been quite good.
And is it simply your wife getting with another man?
Yeah.
And it's not a threesome of any kind, you're just watching?
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. But there are times where you would just be a real observer.
Absolutely.
Are there any times when you're not an observer, it's just your partner having sex with other people and you're not there?
It's happened, I think, well, I don't think, I know it's happened twice before, but that was all arranged.
And how does that make you feel? Are you still okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
So does that mean your relationship is very devoid of jealousy? Is that how it has to be?
I think so. I think there's a bit of a disconnect there that you need.
Yeah.
And does this make you more trusting as a partner, do you think?
It's an individual thing, I think, so... It depends on the person, but I think there is obviously has to be an element of trust, I guess.
Yeah.
And does your partner get off on you having sex with other people?
Not as much, though.
Oh, okay.
Not as much. So you've tried it a bit, but
well, we've done it a few times, but it's not as fulfilling, I guess.
And so, do you get randoms or friends?
We've got a usual just a friend at this point.
Yeah. An FB. Is this happening at like at swingers parties and stuff? Do you go to them?
We've been to a few, but I don't know, they're probably not a good vibe, I suppose, for us, but okay. Yeah, sort of just our own private.
So how do you find these people? Do you find them online or?
No, we don't. Like I said, we've pretty much got a friend now for the past 6 months to a year, so it all works out well.
Awesome.
Is there ever a moment where there's some dude who's, you know, in there and he's just really good or big or impressive in some way and you're like, oh God, yeah. He's doing a good job?
I guess there are those moments. Yeah. So.
But does that make it more exciting?
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a bit of fun, I guess.
Amazing, thanks, Ross. That was 21 questions with Tom and Ollie for Ross.
Thank you so much for sharing, Ross. We've got Steve. You're a frequent cuckolder. You frequently like to see your partner getting off with someone else.
I love it.
You love it.
Like the cuckoo birds of old, laying their eggs in other birds' nests. Steve, you're into it. And how'd you get into it in the first place?
We worked in the industry for a while.
Okay.
What industry?
I owned a brothel.
Oh, cool.
I didn't actually buy it. I fell into it. The lady who had it ran away, and we took it over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
I got off on it, and it's great. And sometimes she goes away and does it without me, but comes home and tells me all about it.
And is that as exciting?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you go on.
We find most of our partners off Adult Friend Finder.
Oh yeah.
We have a profile on there, and we've been to swingers parties. Don't really get off on those.
Right.
I enjoy listening to her enjoy herself.
Yeah.
But the best part of the whole thing is reclaiming her.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
So a bit of tension builds up as you watch, maybe, and you sort of claim that back.
Yes.
Yeah. So, wow. Pardon the French, but are you cranking away whilst you're just watching on?
Yes and no. Not to a point of getting off.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, you'll play with it.
Yeah.
And then do you have sex with your partner afterwards?
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Big night for your partner.
So sloppy seconds for you is like a thing, like you love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to be frank. And, yeah.
No, that's fine. But you've got to take the word cheating out of it, guys, because that implies something totally different.
Yeah.
That implies that your partner is unaware or that you're unaware. And we've been married 30 years almost, and we don't have a problem with that. We're not cheating. We talk to each other about it, and it's not cheating. It's consensual. We agree on it. So.
And so can your partner cheat on you, though?
No, she can't cheat on me because she'd tell me what she was doing, so therefore it wouldn't be cheating.
Wow. Yeah. That whole worry, that whole stress is just taken away for you guys.
Yeah, no worries.
That's awesome.
No worries.
She knows what side of bread's buttered on, mate.
You're the breadwinner?
Sure. Yep.
Oh, amazing stuff, Steve. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Take care. Have a good night, guys.
Okay, you too.
We should do a film. One flew over the cuckolder's nest.
Surely that's a thing.
Yeah, that could be already done.
Surely.
Like Saving Ryan's Privates.
Isn't it shaving?
Shaving? No. What kind of porno is about shaving privates?
Saving, shaving. I don't know. I'm just trying to find a cheat song, but I can't find one, so I'll do this.
Hey,
thanks so much.
No worries, Tom. For what? Carrying the show? You're welcome.
I wasn't thanking you. I was thanking everybody else listening right now.
No, I want to thank you.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.